Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, I'm so excited. The only thing better would be if our guest would be in studio with us today, but to have her on the phone is a darn close second, and we want to welcome to KDWA Bao Vang. She's a Vice President of Communications at the Better Business Bureau of North Dakota and Minnesota, and we could not be more excited to chat it up with her and hear about some ways that people are trying to take our hard-earned money. Bao, how are you?
Really well, thank you so much. Hello, everyone, and Nyajong, that is my little welcome to everyone in Hmong. I just loved our visit last time, Mo, and I'm looking forward to coming back down to Hastings.
Well, we are too. Maybe you could come during picking season or whatever and do it too. Anyway, Bao, I know that, you know, just when we think we've heard all of the scams that could possibly be out there, there are some that keep getting reinvented, and there are some that are brand new. So during this time period, you wanted to bring our attention to some kind of summary type scams that might be going on.
That's right. There is a lot of transition in the summertime, and we tend to think summer as a really casual time as well. So when we think casual, we think letting our guards down, inviting people in, going on vacation, the graduation ceremonies and periods in this young person's life and going on to the next step. Plus, lots of parties, right? We were getting to the barbecues, we're getting to these special events and weddings. So all of those activities, the scammers know they keep us busy. They're highly emotional activities for a person's life, and folks are generally keeping our guards down this time of year, but we can't. We have to understand that the scammers are out there, they're prevalent, and they're always looking for ways, new and old, to take our hard-earned money and to steal our identity, as you mentioned, Mo. Can we start off with the student loans?
I love it. Great idea.
Graduation ceremonies are happening. Our amazing high school students and college students, they're ready for their next steps. And while there's lots of celebrations happening, there are very critical pieces in this person's life that will transition and that will be opportunities for the scammers to think about these people and make sure that they're not paying attention or they're being vulnerable in these moments. So number one is the student loans. We've heard a lot of news over the last year about student loan forgiveness, and we want to make sure that any college graduate who is and has borrowed money from the government and other places to pay for college will not be duped when they're not following up on some of those commitments and the contracts with the businesses that have offered the student loan forgiveness. So fake loan forgiveness opportunities are out there, and we want graduates to be watching out for unsolicited email, phone calls, and text messages stating that all of a sudden you qualify for lowered payments through a debt forgiveness program, and they'll need to fill out a form, pay a fee to use the company's services, and then what they're going to see after that is either their money is going to be taken away from them or their personal identification will be stolen and used for other purposes. That is a terrible way to be in a situation right out of college when they are very vulnerable because mm-hmm. they need money, they're looking for jobs, they're just starting out their lives, they're building their credits. So be very careful. Another one is be wary of unsolicited messages but unpaid tuition. So some con artists contact graduates and their parents claiming some of their tuition was left unpaid. The graduate's degree will then be revoked. That's a threat from the scammers. If it isn't paid immediately, scammers might also ask you to send money via wire transfer or prepaid debit cards. So you're also going to be contacted by phone, email, or text message. Be wary of anyone who contacts you this way and out of the blue, and ask for contact information so you can follow up an investigation and more research on that company or that caller. And then lastly, do research before accepting any jobs or job interviews. Scammers might offer recent graduates high-paying, easy, entry-level jobs that sound like a breeze. Well, con artists are skilled at drawing new grads in by promoting unrealistic wages for generally labeled job positions, such as virtual assistant or customer service rep. They might ask you for your personal information, including your bank account and social security numbers, claiming they need it to set up direct deposits or to file taxes. In other cases, scammers require you to pay for training. Or, this is a big one, we've seen where the scammers ask you to accidentally overpay with a fake check and then ask you to send that money back because it was a mistake. So if you're looking for a job with any company you are not familiar with, do your research before you complete an application and even agree to an interview, and ensure that the company is legitimate, that their contact information is legitimate, and that you know who they are before you enter into any conversation with them.
Is your website a good place for people to start to do some background information or background checking?
BBB.org is a wonderful place because we actually offer more than a million business profiles. So if it is a business that's soliciting you or you're looking to find out more information about a business, you will have that information. We do the verification up front and you'll know things like how long they've been in business, who's the owner of that company, what's the phone number, what's the address, what are other clients saying about this business, what are the reviews of this company. And when we find out some information about a business that's an imposter of another, we actually put that information on alert very directly and centered on the page. So then a person who says, you know, I got contacted by this manufacturing company in the Twin Cities. When you go look at that company's BBB profile, if we know about this company and the shady business that they've done, then we alert you with text that says, this is the patterns and trends that we've been seeing about this business. You might want to take caution if you're entering into any conversation or contract with them.
What about rental scams?
Rental scams are also really important. And this can happen for anyone, but especially for young people who are in college and just leaving college. They're looking for a place to stay. They want to find an affordable, trendy neighborhood sometimes. And there is a group of scammers out there who know that there's a sector of our community who are price conscious and they're looking to stay by the university or colleges and they need something fast. So all of that is a perfect storm for a renter to get scammed. So this is what happens. If you want to rent a home or an apartment, you look online, you find a posting, you might even want to go look at this place. Sometimes you don't look at this place, and you're so desperate that you send in and you wire the first deposit and maybe in the first month's rent. Turns out what might happen if it is a scam is that money is taken and there was never an apartment or house in the first place to be rented, or it was already rented after you sent the money and you can't contact that person anymore. They've ghosted you. So here's some really great tips for you in order to avoid something like that. You want to make sure, again, you do your homework around the neighborhood or about that neighborhood, other rental properties and the cost. You want to make sure that you see the apartment or house in person. Make sure someone's not in it already, that it is available. And don't send money to someone you've never met. And so that's a big red flag there, too.
Wow, I just can't get over this. People are just dreaming of ways to take advantage of each other. And, you know, we really appreciate you taking the time to help us get to the bottom of some of these scams. I know the summertime also is a time when, you know, there's a lot of weddings, that type of thing. And I would assume that is ripe for scams as well.
That's right. Wedding season is here. Many brides, they've already purchased their wedding dress if they're having a summer wedding. But if they're not, and that they're just about ready to start that search. And for anyone who is looking for a special occasion dress, prom season is here. And also, if you're a wedding guest or you just have a business event, I'm always on the search for the perfect dress. A lot can go wrong with that process, and it's stressful, and it can come with a big price tag. So a lot can go wrong as well. A lot can go right, a lot can go wrong. So BBB wants consumers to stay informed of the marketplace changes that could bring unexpected expenses, delayed orders, surprise policies, and unwanted stress before any big event. Mo, have you heard David's Bridal, which is a big name retailer?
Yes.
Four locations in Minnesota. It announced recently it's filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
That's not good.
It means they're selling their company. They're trying to sell their company. And they've just laid off 9,000 employees across the country. Mm. That's going to be an impact. They're trying to make sure that it is not felt by the consumers and the clients. But who knows? That is already a sign that you want to make sure everything in your contract, if you've already purchased from them, is going to be delivered on time and as stated.
You know, that's kind of a surprise to me. They always seem like they were pretty reputable, and I'd never had heard that their business was slowing down.
Yeah. Based on my research, I'm finding out that David's Bridal, they've been around since the 1950s, so a very legendary store for brides. I think the environment around weddings has changed. I think less people are getting married.
Sure.
I think the trends around the dresses are changing. They've been known for an affordable dress shop, and then they went high end, and that was confusing for consumers. And people are looking online for dresses now. There's a lot more competitors out in the marketplace too. So I think all of that is just, you know, providing some challenges for the store.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not as surprised, but certainly cautious, because there are other big retailers like David's Bridal that can signal other changes that are still to come in our economy.
But I would assume when a big retail store like that is, you know, saying we're filing for Chapter 11, people are going to stay away, and they are going to look for other places to find different kinds of dresses. And that's when we can be taken advantage of, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And there are companies that are going to take advantage of this moment, of those brides who are saying, I need to go somewhere else, or I need something similar to a David's Bridal, and they might pose as a competitor of that business. And there should be a lot of red flags up, because this is just a ripe opportunity for scammers to take advantage of all the confusion and the uncertainty around this time, and for brides who want everything perfect and want things to be just in line as they're preparing all the steps needed between A to Z to get their wedding completed.
So how can we avoid being taken advantage of?
Yes, there's really great tips here to ensure that dress shopping season goes smoothly. Number one is to start shopping early. As I mentioned, if you are just planning a wedding, you're getting engaged, yay, congratulations, and your wedding is 12 to 18 months out, we recommend, or experts recommend, buying a wedding dress early. You don't need as much time for prom or other special occasion events, but starting a few months ahead is a good idea, especially for weddings, because delivery and alterations can take time. And the summer is a very busy season for seamstresses. The more time you have, the more you can compare shops, and the less rushed and stressed you will feel. Also, be clear about your budget. Be upfront so your salesperson shows you dresses in your price range. You don't want to fall in love with a dress only to find it's way over budget. Factor in alterations. Dress alterations can be costly, so double-check policies in advance. Some dress shops offer alterations for a flat fee or even cap expenses at a certain amount. And another great tip for wedding dresses, and I didn't know this one, do not pay 100% upfront when you're buying your wedding dress. Most salons ask for a deposit of about 50% of the dress. For expensive gowns, you should not be pressured to pay the entire cost of a wedding dress up front. And this will generally be less of an issue depending on where you find a dress. So, no, I never got a white wedding. Like, I had my Hmong wedding, and then I was good. So I never was in the season for buying a wedding dress. So what was your experience when you bought your wedding dress?
I actually tried on one dress and I was good. I bought the first dress I tried on. What do you think about that? You know, Bao, I had other fish to fry. I think finding a spouse is more important than finding your wedding dress. So I kind of had it in more of a perspective. Plus, I was an older bride. I loved my wedding dress. Actually, somebody, a dear friend of mine, borrowed it. But I knew kind of what I wanted, and I saw it, and it was a sample. I just had to have it altered a little bit, but I bought it right off the floor.
That's amazing. You paid up front because you got it that day, same day.
I did.
So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are an exception. And I love that story. And more of us should maybe be more focused on other things, more important things than just the,
just
than
a day.
The wedding dress.
It's just a day.
So also be careful and check the cancellation policy. Always check a source policy for your specific order. Each contract is different, and custom orders may have a strict cancellation policy. And last few tips here, be clear about your schedule. Make sure that your dresses don't arrive too late for alterations. Take your dress home. Promptly pick it up after your dress is ready and alterations are finished. And consider renting. So you have a very special story around your dress. You got it. It was perfect for you. Another woman fell in love with it. That's a great story too. But renting is a really great option because you don't have to maintain it afterward. You can get it for a smaller price, and you can promptly give it back so then they can take care of it for you. So I love that. Anyway, check out BBB.org. We have dress shops in our 1 million business profiles, and we'll be able to tell you if they're legitimate or not and if they've had good experiences with their customers.
Wow, always such great advice. Thank you so much. And I think especially for our younger listeners, this is really great advice because we think about scams really hitting older people. But I think you told me that younger people actually are a higher percentage of people that are taken advantage of, but it's probably less money because they don't have as much money as older people, or they don't want to admit it, and so we don't hear about it. So thank you. We really appreciate it. Bao Vang, we always love when she chats it up. And again, go to BBB.org for more information on all the things that we talked about today and more. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.